This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Puck drops at 5 o'clock tonight at the PPL Center in Allentown, Pennsylvania. The UConn Huskies men's hockey team taking on Quinnipiac in the NCAA Regionals. I don't know. I feel like it's a bit of a cruel joke but that they have to do that, but... be nice to meet him later or something. But either way, they got to play, and whoever wins moves on and has a chance to play for a national title. Mike Cavanaugh, head coach of the UConn men's hockey team, joining us here. How are things in Rockin' Allentown?
They're all good, Brian. Thanks for asking.
Hey, I'm just curious, you know, is Quinnipiac just another really good hockey team? Is there a rivalry?
Yeah, I think there's a little bit of a rivalry. We've played, you know, 4 years in a row, we've played in the Connecticut Ice Championship game. So, that tends to build a little bad blood between the two schools. And quite frankly, I think, you know, what Rand's done there, I was talking about a little bit last night, is I feel somewhat similar to what we've done at UConn. He started playing out of the Northford Ice Pavilion and slowly built that program and then eventually got in the ECAC and now has become a perennial NCAA team, and I feel like we started at the Freitas Ice Forum, and slowly we got our arena, and now we've had 3 out of the last 4 years, we've had 20 win seasons, so I'm not saying we're at the same level Rand has his program at yet, but we're building towards it.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you and I went to school in the early 90s. I mean, Quinnipiac was a D3 school, and not even a great one in terms of hockey. Yeah.
So was UConn in hockey.
It's pretty incredible. When Marshall was there and they started to move things up for you guys. How do you feel going into the game? I mean, is Shandor going to be there for you? Talk a little bit about the game itself.
Yeah, he still hasn't been cleared by our doctors yet, but he did practice yesterday, and I know he's going out to skate this morning, and we'll see how he feels. But if he can go, we're certainly a better team with Hudson Shandor in our lineup. But if he can't go, as we showed last week, we're capable, you know, of beating anybody as well. We beat BU last week without him. So we're ready to go with or without him. But if I had my druthers, I'd certainly want him in my lineup. Yeah.
And he looked okay. I mean, does he feel like he wants to go, but do you think he could help even with whatever the injury is?
He's very close, Brian. He's very close. So I think, like I said, the doctors are going to see him today, and we're hoping, I guess, at some point this morning, I hope that they give him the okay to play.
Again, just for people who don't follow it, you know, Hudson Chandler is, I think, the leading assist guy, third leading point guy on the team. Obviously, UConn and Quinnipiac, 5 p.m. tonight in the NCAA tournament. What about them? What concerns you about that team?
Well, they're just so structured, and they never, ever beat themselves. They play five connected. Like, when you watch film of them, very rarely do you never see five guys in the screen. They just really are well-coached. They have excellent special teams. And as I said, they just don't beat themselves. So it's us playing our A game and, you know, matching them shift for shift. That's the mentality we have. We're going to go out and play our game. You know, I don't think it's any secret. We're a forecheck based team. We like to force the other team into creating turnovers and capitalizing on them. So that's we're not going to change the way we play. In the 37th game of the year, we're going to play.
Is it kind of a cruel joke? I mean, were you kind of not ticked, but are you just, I know you want to be there and you win a couple of games, you can win the national title, but to get Quinnipiac in the first round and maybe potentially get Maine in the second, it's kind of lame. I feel like...
Yeah, well, there's only, you know, Brian, there's only 16 teams in the tournament. You know, the answer to that is let's expand the tournament. I think that's what should happen because, you know, the 64th team in basketball is never winning that tournament.
Right.
You know, like the 16th team in hockey could easily win, and it has.
Yeah.
In fact, I think the 19th and 20th team in the country could have a chance at winning it. That's how much parity there is in our sport. So when you only have 16 teams in it, there's a good chance you're going to wind up playing somebody you've already played before.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a fair point. We've already seen, I mean, Cornell knocks off, you know, Michigan State, and there's already some interesting results already. We're talking, of course, with Mike Cavanaugh, head coach of the UConn men's hockey team. They play Quinnipiac in their first round of the NCAA tournament. They're in Allentown, Pennsylvania. The game starts at 5 p.m. Creatures of habit, pro athletes are the same. You know, those matinee games are always rough because the players are used to napping at that point. I mean, is 5 o'clock start a little challenge or it's no big deal?
No, that's not a big deal. In fact, I think our guys love it just because otherwise you sit around all day waiting to play that game. It's like we'll get up, guys will stretch about 10:30. We'll have a meeting at 11, a pregame meal, and we're walking over to the rink at 2, so 2:30. So I think it's great. I don't have a problem with it. I would much rather play 5 than at 9, yeah. That's for sure.
Hey, I'm curious, and again, I know you're so focused on this game and then what's in front of you, but outside of the UConn Huskies, people who aren't, you know, huge devoted college hockey watchers, what other team or teams are in the tournament that you are especially like, wow, they're good?
I think every Hockey East team is BU knocked off Ohio State yesterday, beat them 8-3. UMass beat Minnesota last night, 5-4 in overtime. So all six Hockey East teams are still in the tournament. I mean, it's been an incredible historical year for our league. To have six teams in a 16-team tournament is just unheard of. And 5 of the 6, I think, were in the top 10. So it's just it's been an incredible tournament. As I said earlier, Brian, anybody can win it. Michigan State was the number 2 seed. They got knocked off last night.
And you can have all Big East teams. I mean, in your side of the bracket, right? I mean, if Maine, UConn, BC, and Providence win, you guys are all going to be in the same lot.
And that could happen. So, as I said, it's been just an incredible year for Hockey East this year.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, it's like the SEC in hoops. I mean, you hope you still have someone in a tank because it's so hard during the regular season. Listen, you know, we're huge supporters, Coach. We hope it goes well for you today, and hopefully we get to talk about another game at some point.
That sounds great, Brian. I'd love to do it.
All right. Coach Mike Cavanaugh. Good luck tonight, Coach.
Okay. Thanks. Take care.